Hi there, Audio Boo. It's Nick Adams here. Hope you're all doing well. Well, this is Octava Day 1. And to be honest, I'm not entirely sure what Octava is. I've never taken part before. And I've listened to a number of posts and boos about it. And I still don't really know what it is. But it seems to be a musical festival held online. And we share music and we share our themes for the days with each other. If someone could explain what Octava is to me, that would be really good. The other thing is, how do we stand with copyrighted material? Because I don't want to break Audio Boo's terms and conditions and stuff like that. I don't think I have in this boo, because I've only used small clips, so I think I'm good in that sense. But if someone could just clarify all of that to me, that would be good. Anyway, enough of that. So day one for Octava is all about musical journeys, and where were you last year and how is it different from where you are now? Well, this year really has been a bit of a game changer. I've got far more into folk than I ever thought I would, and I've been listening to quite a lot of folk, in particular this band.
I walked down to New York Town, fair maid I didn't meet. She asked me back to see.
These are a bunch of 11 musicians that are called Bellowhead. And I bought 3 albums of theirs this year. That's how much I've got into them. At least half my music buying this year has been Bellowhead. So this one is from the album Hedonism, and it's the track New York Girls. Album Broadside, a collection of traditional music from shipbuilding and going on the sea and watery stuff, all set to sort of more modern backings and given a folkish, modernish, bellowheadish type twist. And this particular track is called Go My Way. An album Bellowhead brought out in June is Revival, an absolutely stonking album, and by far the one I've listened to most in the last 3 months. And this track is called The Bright Lights. Moving away from Bellowhead, but still with a bit of folk, and don't worry, it's not all folk. I've been listening to a lady called Lucy Ward and her band, The Lucy Ward Band, and this is called Marching Through the Green Grass.
Our mates can march along with us, oh, so pretty and so fair. You take yourselves to be, come all your pretty lasses, come march along with me. Well, I'll never marry a farmer, he's always selling grain. But marry me a soldier lad who marches through the rain. Oh, the soldier lad, soldier lad for me. If ever I get married, a soldier's wife I'll be. They go marching through the green grass, dust, dust, dust. Come on, if we fair maids can march along with us.
And the gentleman that got me into folk, maybe just over a year ago, and this is Chris Wood, and this is a track called None the Wiser. An incredible lyricist.
Oh, the kids are in the back seat, tiny headphones in their ears, queuing in the fast lane for the man. Mum and dad are struggling, it's not been right for years, but how they love their brand new car interior smell. I just had an hour with a financial advisor, he's a nice chap, but I'm none the wiser. Out here in our market towns with our pound shops and our bookies, the Argos catalogue is our tormentor.
So when I'm not listening to folk, I've had a bit of an unusual journey. One of the albums I've been listening to a bit is Pink Floyd's The Wall. I'm not going to play any of that. mainly because it doesn't work as a just a clip of music. But along those lines, my father-in-law lent me Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds. Just such a clever production, clever creation, and for when it was produced, just incredible musical production. Okay, sounding a bit 70s, sounding a bit aged, but just brings the book, which I've read a number of times, just to brings a whole new light to it. Love to go and see this live. They have a stage show of this, but it was £75 a ticket, but it's meant to be absolutely brilliant. And no year for me musically would go past without any Queen. I'm a Queen fan, and this year is no different. I have been listening to quite a bit of their last studio album called Innuendo. And you think you're so strong, but there ain't no stopping, and there's nothing you can do about it. So, how would I summarise this year? This year has all been about music that has a narrative, songs that tell a story. Pretty much all of the music I've been listening to, even the Queen stuff, tells story. It's not your traditional boy meets girl, girl meets boy. They run off and get tattoos together or whatever, you know. And as much as I'd like a good pop cliche, and you know, I still have quite a lot of pop in my collection, I'm moving away from that. I'm moving into lyrics that mean something. Chris Wood being an absolute brilliant example of that. And so it's all about music that tells a story and songs that have meaning and musicianship. And musicianship has always been something I've been into, but that's particularly true at the moment. I'm listening and I'm thinking, wow, if only I could play like that. So that's Octava Day 1. And I hope you've enjoyed it, and I will be listening out to see what else other people have to say. Take care, all. Bye. Out of control, and you think you're so strong, but there ain't no stopping, and you can't stop rocking, and there's nothing you can do about it.